this really doesn't mean anything. It just shows that the team that I can do what I know I can play receiver if they need me be. You know, my job is come on this team, play special teams, obviously. You know, I'm playing all four special teams. You know, and they need me to come in as that third receiver and contribute there, I can.
Talking about the special teams, it can be tough in the preseason. They're moving so many guys in and out in different spots. Do you feel like you guys are building a bit of a chemistry and it's coming along as a unit, your production of the special teams on coverage and on return?
Most definitely. You know, it's all about chemistry. You know, a lot of these guys never play with each other. So, you know, we just got to get the chemistry right, you know, and just continue to work together, you know, and feed off each other energy, you know. And that's what team is, you know. We just got to come together. We got to see what the other guy doing better than the next guy to help him come along. You know, everybody help each other out. We just fixing the pieces to the puzzle.
And you know this well. If you're a young guy in this league, if you want to make a team, you're going to have to contribute on special teams. Do you see the younger guys on these teams figuring that out and becoming factors on specials?
I'm pretty sure they'll figure it out sooner or later. You know, I'm always in their ear. You know, whenever some special team come up and it's a younger guy, I'm always in their ear. You know, telling them how important it is. You know, a lot of times you don't ever get to be that number one or number two, so you got to contribute on special teams. You know, and that's not a bad thing. You know, a lot of people make a living off special teams. You know, you can be in the league 12 years just off special teams. So, you know, I definitely put that little bug in their ear every time they go on the field.
All right, Dwayne, appreciate the time.
No problem.